Hey Doc, before today's episode, I have an important announcement for you. Have you been told that maybe if you can just cut down your spending, save more money, and pay off debt, then you will be able to have freedom? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not the complete truth. Over the last couple of years, I've had the pleasure of learning from badass women physicians and women outside of the physician communities that are living a life of freedom. And what I've found is that how they live their life and how they think about money is so different than how most of us have been taught. Incorporating this stuff has literally changed my life and the women physicians that I have an honor of serving. So I would love to invite you to an upcoming webinar that I have coming up for you. I want to share with you 7 ways that women physicians that are living a life of financial freedom think differently than most. That way you can also incorporate some of this stuff and accelerate your own journey to freedom and wealth. Love you so much. Check out the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the upcoming training. Enjoy this episode. Hi, Docs. I'm Dr. Latifah. I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode. Hey guys, welcome to another episode on the podcast. How are you guys doing? I am doing great. I am recording this in November of 2023, and I'm really curious to know when you guys are listening to this. Are you listening in 2023 or in 2024 or 2025, maybe 2030? but I hope you guys are staying alive, being healthy as much as you can, and just like not forgetting the small things that are maybe some of the most important things in life. They're the small things. So I hope you're not forgetting or ignoring the small things and focusing only on the big things. I am excited about this episode that I'm going to do today. And part of the reason why I'm excited about it is because, okay, listen, y'all, it is November. And what that means is everybody's starting to talk about 2024. I see 2023 is gone. And I'm like, 2023 is not gone. We have a whole, 8 weeks to go? And why are people talking about lose weight in 2024? People talking about eat better in 2024, make your money work for you in 2024. No, we can still do that today. So I wanted to dedicate this episode for all of you guys out there that I know are working really hard when it comes to your finances and building wealth. And I kind of wanted to share some of the thoughts that I am having for myself when it comes to my personal finance at the end of the year, around this time. This is actually the best time. If you're waiting to like December 31st, you're already kind of waiting a little too late. This is the best time because there's still a lot of time for you to actually make moves and change direction, change courses and all that stuff. But literally, I've been doing my finances now for about 7 years. So I'm realizing that at this time of the year, there's some questions that I'm asking myself sort of subconsciously. And so what I actually did was I sat down and I wrote those things out, like the questions that I'm asking myself already. And I want to share that with you guys so that you can also do the same. Ask yourself, like, when it comes to your finances and your wealth building, what part of this is pertinent to you so that you can start to execute that as well. And the reason why is because when it is January 1st, I don't want you to be like most other people that are like, it's January 1st, now time for us to do things. No, you and I are going to be like, we were good because we optimized things to the last minute in 2023. And when people thought it was over, it was not over. I don't know if I should call myself a former Laker fan or current Laker fan, but I'm a Kobe girl. And I'm still really sad and bummed about his passing a couple years ago. But I remember there was a game the Lakers played. I don't even remember who their opposing team was. But they were down to, I think it was like 0.02 seconds or something crazy like that. And Derek Fisher got the ball in. And it was amazing, right? Imagine if they had thought that it was over. Imagine if they thought like it was too late. Like, It is not over until it is freaking over. So for those of us that are like, we are patient, we're gonna do what needs to be done, and we're not gonna like think a whole 2 months of the year is wasted because now people think we have 10 months in a year and not 12 months. Like literally when we get to October and November 1st comes, they're like, oh, it's already 2024 next year. I'm like, no, y'all forgetting we got 2 more months. Do you know what we can do in 2 months? A lot. In fact, I remember 2 years ago, November was when we bought our first short-term rental. We had been looking for months. We eventually found a property that we liked at a location that we liked, and we closed on it in November. And that right there is a property that I love so much. It's a beachfront property. We love this property. But buying that property when we did meant like significant tax saving for us. I mean, it's a property that we use for short-term rental, so it does get us income. But even aside from the income that it gets for us, the tax break that it got us that year, it's like, thank God we did not say it was over until it was over. So anyways, this episode is for you and I, those of us that are like savvy, that are success-minded, that are wealth-minded, that we're like, we're going to do fabulous. All right, I'm going to stop singing. But anyway, so there are 7 things that I want to talk to you guys about that are the things that I am thinking of for myself. And I'm sharing this with you so that you can pick which one of them you will need to apply into your life, edit, find a version that works for you, and now go execute so that over the next 8 weeks, we will create like amazing stuff that we haven't done even the rest of the year. So one of the first questions that I keep asking myself is, are there any tax questions that I have for my CPA? Is there any questions or clarifications that I need to talk to my CPA about? And I know that not everybody listening to this episode is going to have a CPA. I did not have a CPA until like, 3 or 4 years ago when our taxes got more complicated and we wanted to be really intentional about tax strategy. Prior to that, we were W-2, so nothing really fancy about W-2 taxes. We did turbo taxes for many years, so there was no talking to a CPA then. But now our taxes are more complicated. We have businesses, we have real estate, and all this other stuff, right? So we have to make sure that we're talking to our CPA about those things. But that's a question that I'm asking myself. Are there any tax strategy related questions that I have for my CPA? Because this is the perfect time for me to do that, for me to get clarifications so that whatever we need to do to optimize our year-end tax strategy, then we do that. Like literally, people look at their taxes. Some of them actually run their numbers early so that they can have a general idea or projection of what do we need to do or what do they need to do to optimize. So that's a question that I'm asking myself. Do I need to talk to my CPA? What questions do I have for my CPA that I need to have the time to be able to execute on before the end of the year? So that's number one question. Number two thing is, have I maxed out my retirement accounts? The only reason why I will not max out my retirement account is if I decided not to max out my retirement account, right? So it's not something that I want you to just go, well, I didn't even think about that. I don't want you to go, I wasn't even thinking about my retirement. No, like if you have a 401k, 403b, solo 401k, like what the heck, SEP IRA, like what do you have, especially if you have like the 401ks, like what do you need to optimize and maximize before the end of the year? What do you need to optimize and maximize? Like, is your deductions, your paycheck deductions towards your 401k or 403b or whatever equivalent you have, is it already preset so that you're maxing out on it? Remember that this is money that's gonna come out of your account pre-tax. So, it decreases your taxable account. Yes, you will have to pay your taxes back at some point in future, but if you're in a high tax bracket, that's something that you may wanna do right now. I'm reminded of one of the doctors inside of our money school, amazing, amazing, badass physician, who was literally posted in our community like a couple of days ago. And she was like, this is the first time in my life that I'm actually like optimizing and maximizing my retirement account. And this is someone that I've been working for years. So if you are not maximizing your retirement account, then the question is why? Like you have to have a great reason. And that reason may be you're diversified outside of the stock market, you're building wealth in other ways. Like debt is not a reason for you to not maximize your retirement account because it's important for you to invest and take advantage of compounding interest. So that's number two. Number three is your Roth IRA. So I'm putting this separately. And the reason why I'm putting it separately is because I just want to remind you to make sure that you do it. Yes, you have up until tax time to file to do that contribution to your Roth IRA. But listen, if you can just do it this year, then it's just get it over with. And part of the reason why is because, again, I want you to invest. That's the truth. I want you to invest. So, are you doing your Roth IRA? Are you maximizing your Roth IRA for yourself and your spouse? If you do have a spouse, if you don't have a spouse, then that's fine too. But are you up to, are you maximizing your Roth IRA? And I'm a huge fan of Roths. I mean, Roth IRAs. If you guys haven't heard my previous episodes or way early in the days about Roth IRAs, then definitely go find that. I love Roth IRAs because you contribute to them with post-tax income, and this money is not something that you're going to pay taxes on when you're withdrawing it in retirement. So if you can optimize and maximize your Roth IRA, it's like, why not? I have had, 1 or 2 years where I didn't. And the reason why I did not was because I had alternative investments that I was really focused and actively foiling. So again, if you're not going to be optimizing any of this stuff, I want to make sure that it's not because you're not thinking about it, but it's because you have a great reason. So your Roth IRA, just take care of it right now. And if you take care of it right now, then what that means is that you will, that just means that when next year comes, 2024, then you can very easily start doing your 2024 Roth IRA. And remember that if you're a high income individual, which I know most of you guys that are listening to this probably are, you will not qualify to do a straight out Roth IRA, and you would have to do what is called a backdoor Roth IRA. And feel free to Google that if you don't know what I'm talking about. But there's no reason why you should not do your Roth IRA. Then the number four question that I'm asking myself is, my donation goals met? Are my donations goals met? Like, this part is important to you, to me. I mean, depending on how long you've been following me, I know we've talked about like the inspiration for earnings and how some people are like motivated by just earning more. I mean, I like earning more, but I also love giving. So my giving goals is usually like what I use to decide what I'm going to earn that year. So for me, I'm already asking myself, have I met the donation goals that I had for earlier this year? And donations may be financial, or it could be and other things too, like household stuff. But have you met your goal for donation? If you haven't yet, then this is time for you to do that. Like, what organizations are you donating to? I recently shared on my Facebook group, on my Facebook page, excuse me, because at the time of this recording, we've had a lot of, there's it seems like there's just drama in this world and war. And there is one of the ones going on right now is, Gaza and Israel. And I have people on both sides, and it's just like it tears my heart and all of our hearts, right? And one of the things that I was thinking about is what can we do, right? We're praying, we're supporting. I have friends that are calling officials. Like, again, it doesn't even matter what side you're on in this point. Like, but also, like, how can we use our finances? How can we donate to people that are on ground? Because ultimately, as a physician, as a human, what I care about is the human capital, the life. I don't want kids hurt. I don't want kids paying the sacrifices. I don't want, innocents dying because, and to be honest with you, when it comes to war, in my opinion, nobody wins. So what I did was I came up with a list of organizations that I've heard about that are doing great things, either already on ground or are working on doing things on ground. And so I put that on my Facebook group, on my Facebook page. And so if you're not my Facebook friend, go find me. We can friend each other if that's something that you care about. But making sure that your donation goals is on point is important. And if you're not on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, then message me on Instagram. I'll be really happy to copy and paste my post from Facebook to Instagram so that you can have access to donating to one of those causes. So are your donation goals met? If you're like, I don't have a goal, then that's something that I want you to work on. Going forward is deciding in advance how much you want to give, right? Because if you don't decide, then how are you going to do it? And to be honest with you, when you don't decide, there's always that increased chance of just having thoughts that's not helpful. You may actually be donating and you may think you're not doing enough, or you may not be donating and you may think you're doing way above. But let's just go back to the numbers and be as tight as possible. So asking yourself that question, how much do I want to donate? And now donating what you decide to donate. Number five thing is a tax loss harvest. And so this is something that is a way of trying to get some decrease the burden of a loss, a paper loss. So this applies if you invested in the stock market, and you're doing things like invested in like a taxable account. So your investments may have suffered a loss, paper loss, because you don't actually lose money until you sell, but maybe the value of your assets has gone down. If the value of some of your assets have gone down, you may be able to claim some of this paper loss. It's called paper loss because it's not actual loss, but paper loss, and be able to get some, almost like decrease the burden of that paper loss by getting some credit back towards your taxes when you're filing your taxes. And it's just a way for you to decrease your tax, the amount that you pay in taxes. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go Google tax loss harvesting. It's something that I talk, it's inside of my money program. I teach my women physicians, because if you invest in your taxable account, and that's something that you can do and be able to save, I believe it's like up to $3,000 or so in a year, then why the heck not? But this is the time for you to make sure that you don't miss out on tax loss harvesting. I like the name tax loss harvesting, but really it's a paper loss. You're not losing money in your pocket. Your net worth may go down, like the numbers on the screen may go down, but it's not because you're actually are losing money from your pocket. But this is something that the tax code is written to help decrease the loss, or the burden of the loss, by harvesting some of it back. And then the number six thing that I always ask is, I like to review my year to date. Because the thing is, as we're going through life, like the day by day stuff, it can feel like, oh, nothing is changing. It's not getting better. I'm not improving, right? And this way, it's just a way of like sitting down and just like count, almost like counting your blessings and looking at what are the things that I actually did this year. Like, where did I travel to this year? What experiences did I have? Like, guys, we are. I think we're currently in country 15 of our travel. And man, the memories, like, off the chain. So I'm looking forward to my reflection of the year. This has been one of the biggest growth years, like single growth years for me. And I know I'd shared with you guys before that, I had been thinking about, okay, this whole idea of like life and seasons and years. And I believe that we're meant to experience what feels like multiple complete seasons. And you can call that multiple lifetimes if you want. And so this year, with our family sabbatical, we knew and we felt like it was going to be a complete year. And so it has been way above and beyond everything that I could imagine. But it doesn't have to be just travels only. It's also like what the finances, how's your net worth changed? Do you have debt that has gone up or down? Right? Have you experienced like time with your family relationship? Did you work extra shifts that you didn't want to? Or have you been able to like take care of yourself? Like, you're less, have less fear. Like, whatever it is, it's just a good time to take stock because, in my language, Yoruba, there's a saying that "Eniba monuru ama kweta." That means if you have a mind, you would be grateful, right? Because there's so much we could be grateful about. So just make sure that you review your year to date. It's something that I do. And I like to do it even before the way, way, way end of the year, because I get to, it's almost like cheating or or like extra bonus, where now I can talk about and be grateful for the things that's happened this year. But now I still have 2 more months to like do more if I wanted to. Anyways, so that's an idea for you guys. And then the last one is this, and I think this one is really important. It's a question that I ask myself: what do I need next year that I can prepay for now? What do I need next year that I can prepay for now? Like, the way that I do it, it's me investing into my future. It's me saying, this is how it's literally me anchoring myself into the future and taking care of Latifa in the future, taking care of my 2024 self, right? So that in 2024, especially in the early part, I'm not scrambling, figuring out like what kind of support or help I need. I've already prepaid it. I've already taken care of it. It's already like, it's already in the bag. So for you, what is that thing that you want to do next year? Like, are you trying to grow your business? Are you trying to grow your wealth? Are you looking for a money group like what we have inside of the money school? Like, what do you want for next year? And what do you need to prepay now this year so that you go into the year 2024 knowing that you prep, you've already started, like you've already set the table before yourself. And that just increases your chance of success. It's something that I've been doing the last couple of years. And so whether it's like one-on-one coaching that I want, or if it's like a, group that I'm trying to be a part of, I like to prepay for that the year before, because then it's like, it just feels like next year's gonna be good because I got plans already. So I hope this is helpful for you. These are seven things that I personally do. There's some other stuff, but I think that these are some of the most important ones that I take care of when it comes to my finances towards the end of the year. And especially now where we still have like 8 more weeks to go, this is time for you to do this so that you have a buffer. And if there's any places that you're like want to improve, what you want to correct, change course, you still have a whole, 2 months in order to do that. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Let me know what you think. Send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. It's MoneyFit MD or Dr. Latifat Akintade. Find me there. Let me know what your thoughts are. And if this episode has helped you, then I want you to go ahead and share with another woman physician. We are on a mission to empower. We're on a mission to equip. And by the way, talking about things that you want to prepay, if you are considering at all joining our program, joining our community, or working with me, then I want you to do yourself a favor, your future self a favor. I want you to reach out to me. And the best way to do that is just send me a message on Instagram or Facebook and just let me know like you would like a consultation. I am currently opening my calendar to honoring and doing a very, very few money and wealth audits. And this is specifically for women physicians, only women physicians. It's for that woman that's like, okay, I want to take care of my money. I'm ready to like know what the missing piece is so that I can work on it. And what I'm offering is a 20-minute free session that you and I can dig deep into and just let you know what your next step in, like, where's the missing piece? What do you need to work on and see how we can best serve you? And check the show notes for this episode, because then you'll be able to find a link so that you can schedule a call with me if there's still room left. And if there isn't, I'd love you to send me a message on Facebook or Instagram. The other thing that I want you to consider doing as well is like prepaying. We are having an event next year, an in-person event. Yes, it's a Wealthy You conference that we are doing. It is going to be amazing. So think about money, wealth, wellness. Like, it's going to be not large. No, I don't like large things where we all get lost or feel lost. This is going to be for a few dozens of us, and we get to spend time together on a weekend in May. I cannot wait for the life-changing transformation that's going to happen. It is going to be phenomenal. I'm going to be there. It's going to be like workshop style, mastermind style. Yes, we're going to party, we're going to rest, and there's going to be lots of room for connection. If you've been looking for a room for women physicians only that are like-minded, that are building wealth, that are growing, that are normalizing this wealth-growing experience and elevating to the next level, you are going to love it. And you do have a chance to prepay. In fact, we're going to have some like sales going on this year. So make sure that you're not snoozing at all. Make sure that you're keeping on with our Facebook or Instagram so that you are in the know. And if you're not already in my email list, you want to be there. Like, go online to moneyfitmd.com. Like, you do not want to miss the notifications from me, especially because we're going to be selling the prices, the tickets early on, and there's going to be like some sales during the holiday. We're going to have early bird pricing. You do not want to miss out on this. So I love you guys. I hope you do your own housekeeping. What are you taking away from this call? What are you going to execute? And don't forget to share that with me. I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.
If you have loved this episode, I would love it if you can head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It helps us get this content to more women physicians. This is a money revolution, and I'm so glad that you're a part of it. Thank you for listening.